A Little Piece of Alaska has helped create some of the music industry's biggest hits. Sitka spruce is a prized tonewood used to make guitars and violins. But one guitar company is pushing back and asking the feds and the music industry to reconsider clear-cut logging in the Tongass National Forest. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Tom Bedell thinks when most musicians pick up an acoustic guitar, they don't realize they're strumming on wood, likely harvested from old-growth clear-cut logging.
If they knew that, they'd be outraged. But they don't. They don't think to ask.
He says 80% of the world's guitars are built in part with Sitka spruce, harvested from the forest of the Pacific Northwest and Southeast Alaska. Guitar makers say a good piece of tonewood should ring like a wine glass, and Sitka spruce does the trick.
You name it, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Bob Dylan, whoever plays an acoustic guitar, odds are that they played a Sitka top.
That's the part of the guitar that Sitka spruce is used for, the guitar's top. Bedell started his own guitar company in the basement of his parents' garage as a teenager.
And then in 1966, I opened my first retail store, and that same year I opened a second one. So when I was a junior and senior in high school, I was doing about $500,000 worth of business.
Bedell says back then, the idea was to make an affordable guitar, but he also realized the wood likely came from old-growth clear-cut logging. After becoming a teenage guitar tycoon, Bedell sold the company and went into a different career for almost 30 years before starting Bedell Guitars back up again in 2009 in Bend, Oregon. This time, he says, with the intent to make a different kind of product.
I said, okay, we're going to stop using any clear-cut wood of any kind in any of our instruments, because it's not just about the tree. That's where I think, we get emotional about how is that tree treated. It's the neighborhood it lives in.
In Southeast Alaska, Bedell says that neighborhood is close to valuable salmon streams and important habitat. He now relies on a supply of salvaged Sitka spruce from dead or down trees.
And I hear some whirring going on in the background. Are you milling right now?
Yeah, if you can hear it.
Brent Cole is the owner of Alaska Specialty Woods on Prince of Wales Island, Bedell's supplier. His company mainly deals in salvage trees, which they mill themselves. The U.S. Forest Service is gearing up to transition away from old-growth logging in the Tongass, but it won't end the practice entirely. Meanwhile, some timber industry groups have said less old growth could mean fewer jobs in the region.
Some of my timber constituents, I guess, wonder why I built this factory with old growth on its way out like that. Where am I going to get my resource? I guess if I stay as a smaller boutique of supplying custom builders and never get big, I guess that's one way.
Cole says there are two barriers to convincing the bigger guitar manufacturers to build with reclaimed materials. It can be more expensive than clear cut, and the wood isn't always pretty. But when Charles Barber wanted to buy a guitar, he knew he didn't want a cookie cutter instrument. Initially, he was looking for a rock and roll design with inlaid snakes.
I sent it to my wife, and she just said, please do not get a guitar that is that tricked out. Get something more traditional. And I said, don't worry.
Barber is a director at World Resources Institute, a global research organization that focuses on forest, climate, and energy. He's having a high-end guitar built by Bedell to the tune of about $6,000. And while there's no inlaid snakes, you could call it sustainably tricked out. It's being built with salvaged wood and details that include fossilized mammoth ivory, some of which has been unearthed by climate change. Barber says he wanted this guitar to tell a story.
People listen to music, they play music, they have a more personal relationship with something like a guitar than they do with, say, the 2x4s that go into building their deck extension.
Tom Bedell agrees. He's asking for lawmakers to end clear-cut old-growth logging in the Tongass, and he's asking guitar makers to make the same pledge. He says he wants to show the world that salvaged sounds better.
I'm doing it because, to me, there's something really special about the music that's part of our lives and the forests that enable the wood.
He says it might be a while before musicians start asking for guitars made out of reclaimed Sitka spruce, but it would be music to his ears. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.